Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur has launched a national child and family welfare policy in Accra. The policy recognizes a child as an integral part of the family, and as such, a child's welfare cannot be separated from that of the family. It also integrates both the formal and informal components of child and family welfare services and community and traditional processes and resources. Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelifa, said the policy is a landmark document heralding a reformed child protection system in Ghana. On behalf of the children of Ghana, a student of the Kwapong School for the Blind, Josephine Darvey, expressed a hope that the policy will lay to rest all forms of abuse, including social-cultural practices. She appeals to the government for the provision of adequate funds for a successful implementation of the policy. Vice President Emisa-Arthur said the policy provides a framework for a new child and family welfare system for better protection of children against violence, abuse and exploitation.
The report of the 2010 population and housing census confirms that young people constitute more than 50% of Ghana's population. This demographic outlook presents us with a great potential for social and economic advancement. Our future, thus, lies in how well we protect our children and develop them into responsible adults who will achieve scientific, social, political, cultural, and economic advancement. Charting a new policy direction for children in Ghana became necessary as a result of challenges that children, parents, caregivers, and state institutions responsible for children continue to face. Results reveal that while Ghana had adequate laws and policies on children, these work in an uncoordinated fashion, consequently achieving inadequate results. Children continue to experience abuse, violence, and exploitation. However, the child protection system was not very effective in preventing these negative consequences.
Vice President Emisa-Arthur said existing child protection policies and programs are not far-reaching, hence the new policy, which recognizes the role of the family in child protection. He asked fathers to be more responsive to the needs of their children.
The fathers are missing. I attend school graduations, university graduations, and all the time when I speak to the children who have done very well, who have been recognized, they speak about their mothers who have been there and the fathers who they never met. And I wonder what country we are developing where the fathers are missing in action and the mothers and uncles are taking the responsibility for the children. You know, I receive many letters asking for support every day. There's one classic one that I like to talk about. I received a letter from a man who was asking for support for a child that had received a scholarship to go to the United States. And his appeal was that he had borrowed money to bury an uncle. Therefore, he didn't have money for his child's school fees. And this was only 10% of the school fees that he was required to pay. And he was asking for support for me to pay what I considered to be the most important part of his role as a father, to pay the school fees, to give an opportunity for his child. And he thought that the more important thing for him was the burying or the burial of his uncle. So I called him to find out exactly what had happened. He said he thought that if he did a big funeral, he would receive a lot of donations and be able to pay. So he spent his money, borrowed money to do a big funeral, and his friends did not contribute, and so he had made a big loss and thought that somebody else should take the responsibility for his child. As you can guess, I refuse to contribute to irresponsibility, and I hope that the fathers who are here and the fathers who are out in the country will remember that our main responsibility is the people who are here, the people who are there.
Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur speaking at the launch of the National Child and Family Welfare Policy.
Edmond Foley is the technical advisor on children at the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, and he explains further what the policy seeks to achieve.
The policy is speaking to what our constitution first of all requires, that the state put in place broad policy framework for the protection of children. It is also aligned to international principles on children, essentially non-discrimination against children. We treat all children fairly and equally. The principle of life, survival and development to ensure that children's lives and they receiving utmost care is paramount. Thirdly, we talk of the best interest of the child. In all our dealings with children, we seek to ensure that what is in the best interest of that particular child we are working with is what is done. And finally, the principle of child participation. In all our dealings also, the child should be free to express his or her opinion, partake in issues affecting them, and the opinions that they express be given due weight and recognition in all our dealings with the child. So the policy is seeking to speak to these four cardinal principles, as well as what our own constitution and the Children's Act require, that we put in place a well-functioning child protection system in Ghana.
How different will this policy be from other programs that were used previously?
Previously, we have had disjointed policy framework. You've had the health sector having policies relating to children. You've had the law enforcement agencies dealing with children. You've had social welfare. It's been a disjointed patchwork. So for the first time, we are trying to bring all these key actors on board. In fact, all sectors and all agencies who work with children, we are now giving them a harmonized approach towards child protection in Ghana. And what is this harmonized approach as? What it means? We are situating Ghana's child protection system now within the context of the family and the community. What we have currently is one that is what we call response-oriented and one that is situated with the institutions. So it's more tilted towards the Department of Social Welfare, the police. However, you realize that family members take care of children, they address their daily needs as well as their protection needs. So it's a sort of sankofa. We are going back to those systems which work at the community and family level. Institutions will only kick in when the family and the community are unable to meet the needs of a particular child in terms of protection of children from abuse, harm, exploitation, and neglect. So that is the new thing that is coming. We are now going to situate our child protection system more within the context of the family and get the family and the community to play a greater role in protecting children.